You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And it's producer Todd and new Wisco News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale in the WISS studios. I thought I almost got through that one, but I didn't. I did not quite get through it.
But you're getting so much closer.
It's closer, but you're, not quite there.
You're getting so much closer, and I have so much faith that one day you will get it right.
Yeah, don't have that much faith in me. And it's hump day, so that means our very special guest is on with us.
That's right. We've got Karen Schneider from the Oshkosh Herald joining us. Hello, Karen. How are things today?
Hello, Lisa. Things are well. Things are good. We finally got some summer weather.
It's about time, I will say that. It's been so crazy, hasn't it? I mean, you get some nice days, and then you have those days where it just feels like it's still spring.
Or fall. It's like, don't skip summer, okay?
That's so right.
There's so too finally many. We have some nice days.
Too many good things to do for summer. In fact, let's jump into it. The Oshkosh Herald is out, and what can folks find in it this week?
Well, for today's issue, we're taking a look at the Oshkosh Area School District. They have the KPIs that they're looking at increasing proficiency, but they are seeing a lot of growth. And so they're taking a look at last week's school board meeting. They did a presentation sharing about the growth that they are seeing in the school district. And we all want those proficiency. I can't even say it.
Like, it's okay.
St. Lisa's board bureau title there for you. But they're taking a look at that and the success that they're having, where they are seeing students in a year, increase their growth 3 to 4 years. So we all want to see us reach those KPIs and have that over 50% proficiency and so forth. But that all takes baby steps. As Sam Coleman of the district had said, it was a 3 to 5 year process. And by looking at the growth that the students are achieving shows that we're on the right path to reach those proficiency numbers. So that will be in today's Oshkosh Herald when it hits your mailboxes. That is one of the stories that we have.
Great. And what else do we have coming in?
So what we have coming up also is taking a look at the new restaurant that just opened up in City Center. It's Vietnamese cuisine, and it's actually the new owners of Big Apple Bagel and the Uni Bubble Tea.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
in
Wisconsin. So they've opened the new Vietnamese cuisine called Hanoi House in City Center. And it is only open from 3 to 9 p.m. right now, Tuesday through Sunday. And they're in the training with their team and so forth. So they're serving a limited menu and focusing on getting the staff all trained and up to speed. And then they'll be offering additional items in the future, along with increasing their hours and serving lunch as well.
I think we're really lucky, Karen. We have some really great different ethnic foods available to us here in Oshkosh. There are cities our size that have none of this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always fascinating, too, because, we're used to burger places, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
If you look at Oshkosh, right, we have a lot of bar food, and they have great burgers and all of that, but a little variety is nice. And it's amazing when you talk to them or read this, for instance, where they're talking about it takes 15 hours to make the broth for the pho. And I'm like, 15 hours? You're used to hitting the 15 seconds on the microwave, right? And it's done. But about what they need to do to prepare the food for us. So I'm really looking forward to trying it. I know Jonathan, who did the story, did try it, and he said it was very, very good. Pho, so I am looking forward to getting over there.
Pho is one of my favorite things of all time. I absolutely love it. So I'm so glad they're open. I will be going there and saying, bring on the broth, baby.
There you go.
We got about 2 minutes left. Karen, why don't you give us another story?
Okay. One more that is coming up is the new satellite police station in downtown Oshkosh is open. So that is there. And they actually have a team, which is a sergeant and a couple officers and also social workers to help with the area down around Opera House Square. So if you recall, this was voted on to open to help with the homelessness issues and some of the incidents that were rising. So, for instance, between January 1 of 2023 and December 31 of 2024, there were 151 calls for service just at Opera House Square and the Sundial. So the new police station that's open there, even though it's a two-minute walk from the main police station, brings in a different team to work with them and connect people who may be in trouble or experiencing homelessness or substance use issues or so forth, connecting them with the resources that are there and hopefully helping the downtown businesses that were being impacted by the increase in the unhoused down there. Hopefully we'll see a lot of better movement in that area where people are getting helped, right, and people feel safer going downtown. It is a Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 thing, I believe. So it's not necessarily manned on the weekends. But then again, it is only 2 minutes from the main one. And if you recall, the Opera House Square was also, the city council took the action of deleting Opera House Square from the DORA boundaries, right, as well.
So
that story is in this one, is in today's Oshkosh Herald as well.
If you don't get it in the mail, where can they pick up a copy of the Oshkosh Herald?
If you don't get it in the mail, you depending on where you live, we have about 40 different drop-offs, but a few quick ones would be like Festival, Piggly Wiggly, some of the quick tip trips and BPs around the area all have them. And usually they're there by late Tuesday, depending on the delivery from the printer.
And your website is?
OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen, always lovely to talk to you. Thanks for taking time out this Wednesday morning to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. This is always a highlight on Wednesday.
You poor thing. You need more excitement in your life.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.